Right now, I've got my last story of the day, which is very sad, but I'm excited to chat about Pact Salon Slurp. So Pact Center for Emerging Artists is back with one of my absolute favorite events, which is their salon. So curated by Melbourne-based artists Carla Zimbler and Michaela Stafford is this edition Slurp, which is a full sensory experience. This one night only mini arts festival invites you to meditate on sensations of touch, sight, taste, smell, and sound. So I'm joined by both the co-creators on the line as they are based in Melbourne, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about what we can expect from Slurp. Good morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Well, thank you. Are you guys okay sharing there?
Yes, we're good.
Okay, cool. So Slurp is all about sensory response and nostalgia. Why did you guys decide to explore the senses, and what do you think is the nexus between both sense and memory?
From a curatorial perspective, we were kind of interested in utilizing the kind of site-specific kind of nature of the actual Pact Theatre. So we're kind of laying it out as a body. So there's different, we're splitting it up into different senses, different chambers to experience bodily functions and to be able to meditate and to kind of isolate the smells, the sounds, the visuals that might otherwise be sensory overload if all combined and all correlates to the body. So we're looking at different bodily functions. We're meditating on different processes such as like digestion and different ways of experiencing and feeling and consuming and feeling immersed in in the space. We're kind of encouraging different kinds of either performance or sound artists or multimedia artists to kind of work together for a more kind of holistic kind of experience that might be a bit different to what people are usually accustomed to in kind of like a gallery arts context.
Definitely. So have you mentioned splitting the space up. It's like Pact is one big kind of warehouse for those listeners who don't know. Have you physically created divides in terms of exploring the different parts of bodily functions?
We've just utilized kind of some of the different side rooms and the big theatre space and outdoors as well.
Okay, awesome. That's really great. I wanted to ask about the word Slurp. So that's a pretty visceral and evocative word. What are you trying to, what kind of message are you putting out with that title?
I think it's a bit playful. It's also a bit grotesque, which is kind of what the salon is going to feel like. It also invites people to sort of be sucked in to the body, as a slurp is the entry point of food in, down the throat. So I guess it's a way to describe the experience of entering our experience, and it's got that like beautiful onomatopoeic kind of quality that you can really hear it and feel it and sort of taste it. And I think that's really reminiscent of all the works in the space. They are super very immersive. They are very visceral works themselves. They invite audiences to come sit, feel, touch, taste as well. We've got elements of food. Food is a big component of the salon, food-based performance as well. There's a lot of like interactive experiences sort of scattered around the space. So it is all about like using your own body to digest and activate the work.
It's amazing. Anytime I've been to a salon, it's always very much outside is food and inside is the salon. So I think it's really great that you've integrated the space on a more holistic level. I wanted to ask about some of the artists who are involved, because you guys are based in Melbourne, but I've seen that there's some Sydney-based artists on the lineup. What kind of works can we expect?
We can expect a lot of very experimental sounds, performances that are using food as a way to construct sound and to also engage with audiences. So there is an element of interaction there. There's going to be performance dance-based works in the space that are going to mirror bodily functions and experiences inside. Secretions and various blood flows and veins and different features of the body will be, I guess, brought to life with fabric and performance. And then we've got scent-based sculpture, and we also have some live cooking and live tattooing, which can be experienced.
And motion tracking.
There's a lot. Everything one could imagine.
There's a lot of durational works, endurance-based works, and sort of ongoing videos that you can sit and watch and consume at your own leisure as well. So we kind of invite audiences to maybe choose the scent that speaks to them the most, choose the space and the artist that kind of allows each audience member to meditate on maybe an element of their body that they might not otherwise have given.
It's kind of also to kind of encourage this kind of sense of unease, but in a non-confronting way, kind of just like as a more of a spectacle kind of format, which is going to be really exciting for all the artists to showcase some of new and reiterated works.
So this is clearly all about the body. What would you like people to kind of leave thinking about their body? Is it, do you know what I mean?
I think maybe experiencing the way that they touch and taste and hear, and maybe also meditate on what's happening inside rather than what they feel external to the body, more of like how they feel inside. Like it's, I guess, all the connections and the intestinal experiences and the really sort of guttural, throaty sounds. I think we're trying to kind of allow people to almost shed their skin and look within, and
also to kind of like open up kind of in an artistic kind of representation of the body as a machine, like the mechanisms that make us function either cognitively or unconsciously, and kind of how that shifts between like the everyday. So yeah.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me on the show. I'll see you both next weekend.
Thank you. Well, looking forward to seeing you there, and prepare to be...
Yeah, should I dress in some kind of way that's protective of my clothes?
I really like skin colours are great.
So okay.
Go a bit, I don't know. We can.
I'll experiment.
A nude coloured tone.
Okay, I'll see what I have. All right, thank you so much. I've just been...